Okay, we are back in session. Madam Clerk, I know we have items 26 through 31. Which items have we laid over? Please refresh our memory.
Mr. Chair, items number 5.
5. Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 12. And that's it.
Okay, if there's no objection, we'll start with item 5. Read it into the record, please.
Item number 5, a resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb.
Here.
To extend on a temporary basis employee compensation and other policies to employees holding positions in non-public safety worker certified bargaining units until the County Board reviews and adopts ordinance amendments addressing these matters.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the substitute was substituted, and I would move approval of the substitute. I hope that everyone's had time to review it a little further and understand that this is a practical solution to the situation we're in right now, and that it does allow us to move forward with the following, with the subsequent items, with the least amount of uncertainty and confusion.
Is there any other discussion on item 5? Mr. Grady?
I believe you've not voted on substituting yet.
Substitute, yes.
Two substitute. Okay. So we need to vote. The motion is to substitute. Okay. Thank you. On the motion, then?
The question is, shall the substitute resolution be substituted for the resolution before the committee? Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Excuse me.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to substitute prevails.
Now we need a motion on substitute. Supervisor Schmidt, move approval.
Move approval of substitute.
Any further discussion? Supervisor Jersey?
Yes, I did have an opportunity to confer with legal counsel at the lunch hour. Got several of my questions answered and resolved. I made statements earlier, and I think my statements were pretty much incorrect. My understanding of it was not the correct understanding. I won't be too hard on myself since I really only just read it yesterday and didn't have an opportunity to talk to the author or get any other responses, but I think all we're doing here is continuing to wait for either a response from the Supreme Court on the constitutionality of Act 10 or until we get a chance to do the crossover resolution or other similar actions by this board. So I think this is a good policy until we get those responses, so I am going to support this.
Any other questions, discussion on this? Would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Oh, excuse me.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt the substitute resolution prevails.
Okay. Next item?